Inside Pulse, a wrestling pulse cast. I am Matt Herrick, once again joined by the intellectual savior of the masses and current Money in the Bank briefcase holder, Damian Sandow. Damian, how are you doing this morning?
I'm lovely. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for joining me.
You're very welcome.
I had a couple questions for you. With the new DVD coming out on the whole history of Money in the Bank, and it's going back now to WrestleMania 21, almost 10 years now, about 8 years. What was your first appearance in the Money in the Bank ladder match like? I believe not this last year, but the previous year.
Well, again, one of not knowing what to expect, quite frankly, because until you're actually in a Money in the Bank match, you have absolutely no idea how to prepare for just the chaos and the, you know, the wild card elements. You know, not only do you have, you know, a number of WWE superstars in there, but there's ladders. It's a free-for-all, and anything could happen. But, you know, I've survived two Money in the Bank matches, and I've won actually 50% of the matches that I've been in of that nature. So here we are.
Do you have any sort of strategy going into that match, or is it just don't get hurt?
Well, no, I mean, to win, you have to outthink everybody, and that's what I did in, you know, in Philadelphia at the 2013 match for the World Heavyweight Championship contract.
And in during that match, you noticed, obviously, you took the Jerry the King Lawler approach where you just kind of stayed out of sight, out of mind. Was that the idea going in, or was it just kind of okay? I see the mayhem going on, and I know what I had. I didn't do right the first time around, so now I know what to expect going in the second time.
Well, again, you know what? My strategy was to win, and I did.
Okay, in your opinion, and I have to say, you have to exclude yourself. And this might be a tough one, but in your opinion, Who is the greatest Money in the Bank, either winner or just performer in general?
I'll say Edge.
Edge. Now he won only once, right? Though, and then the other
again,
one
it was
memorable, kind of,
and he was the ultimate opportunist.
So you're trying to play around in the idea that you're following in his footsteps as far as when to cash in your briefcase.
Well, I don't follow anyone's footsteps. I make my own path. And, you know, Edge made his own path. So if by following in his footsteps you mean not following in his footsteps, you're absolutely right.
What was it actually like to unhook that briefcase and know that you have a championship contract in your hand and, for the most part, a World Heavyweight Championship? That the highlight of your career?
Career highlight. An absolute career highlight. And that's the only way I can describe it. Probably the most memorable match I've ever been a part of.
What's it like lugging that thing around now, since you have to bring it everywhere?
It's well worth it.
Well worth it. I know Randy Orton said that when he had his briefcase, he just left it on the bus, and you have to bring it on as your carry-on going town to town.
You know, I have ways of disguising and masking it, and again, well worth it.
Now, well, obviously, before your current briefcase, which is fantastic, by the way, you had the bright blue one that was obviously not as easy to disguise. But how much did this new Sandow Eyes briefcase cost you?
Well, I dipped into the family funds for it, but again, well worth it.
Now, we saw you a bunch of times just last night on Hell in a Cell, watching John Cena and Alberto Del Rio's match, thinking about cashing in. Was there any moment where you thought, maybe this is the night, this is the time to go out there?
Every night I always think that. You know, again, to really take advantage of a situation, that's what a Mr. Money in the Bank does. So every world title match I'm watching very closely, whether it's a live event, television taping, or pay-per-view.
Now, John Cena being world champion, does that throw you off any bit?
Absolutely not.
You're looking forward to actually cashing in on Cena more so than Del Rio, or is it just about the same? You don't care who has
the title. World champion. I'm looking forward to cashing in on the world champion. Nope.
That's fantastic.
So long as it's me when the night's done.
Now, just for people who are looking forward to this DVD and the Money in the Bank, over the years, it's been, before even Money in the Bank started up, the Royal Rumble was the match to win. And now it seems, as well as the Royal Rumble, Money in the Bank seems like the yearly event that people are looking to win. Is this something that you look forward to every year? And it's something that even after this year, even after winning it once, it's something that you're looking forward to in the future as well?
Well, I hope to be the world champion come next year. So, we'll take that one day at a time.
And are you expecting somebody to cash in on you when you're world champion?
Again, once you're Mr. Money in the Bank, you realize how a Mr. Money in the Bank thinks, and you're more apt to be prepared for anything.
Well, Damian, thank you for joining us. I look forward to seeing you on television, hopefully soon, cashing in the leather briefcase, although we'll be sad to see that go. I know that's been an integral part of WWE television over the last couple months.
Yes, well, thank you very much, and stay tuned.
Thanks for being on.
You're welcome.